Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burst again with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and I pray for you. You pray for me and watch God change things. I'm not just here to pray 15 minutes and then, you know, call it a day. I pray all day long most of the time because I've been trained by the Holy Spirit that way. I'm retired, and I don't want anything but God, so I have that opportunity to pray for God's people as well as myself and my family. I do a lot of corporate praying, praise God, and then I'm on a prayer line, amen, that prays for people 5 nights a week. And it's called the Prophetic Prayer Line, amen, praise God. And if you want to talk to the prophet, amen, praise God, you can get him at 712-432-0075. That access code is 232115, pound. And he'll pray for you, and whatever God give him, he'll give it to you. He'll let you know. Then I have another friend pastor from London, England, amen, and he'll be coming on Talk Show, amen, praise God. All of them, it's 3 of them, and another one that's coming from Africa, and he'll be on Talk Show on a Thursday night. But Pastor Ebenezer will be on every Friday, starting at the second Friday of this month all the way through at 5 p.m., and he'll pray for you and whatever God lead him to do. And then Pastor Ken, he's coming on Thursday, and I have to get the exact time he'll be coming on. But my prophet, praise God, is Prophet Robert, and I just gave out his phone number. So I'm always praying for everybody that I can pray for. And then I walk in the prophetic as well as interpret visions and dreams. And in the near future, I'll be opening up the line. I haven't been doing it, and I started this broadcast in 2008, and I haven't been doing it, but I'm going to start opening up a prayer line, and it'll probably be on a Friday so that I can pray, and if you have visions or dreams, I can tell you what the Lord is saying. It's important for us to know our purpose and what's going on in our life because the enemy is always there. Paul said, when I try to do good, the enemy is always there. So it's important for us to know some things. Amen. Praise God. We in the church area, or not so much as the area, the location, but the church age, whereas we done put the Holy Spirit down. And that shouldn't have never been. The Holy Spirit is the last dispensation. Amen. And this is his dispensation to do the will, to work in the supernatural. When we're born again, we're no longer of the Adamic nature, the flesh side, but we are of the spirit side. So everything now we look for and believe in comes from the supernatural. You want a car, you're going to get it from the supernatural. God going to bless you with that car if you go into prayer, amen, praise God, and receive it. Well, a lot of people say, well, I can bless myself with a car. All I have to do is just pay $1,000 down or $2,000 or $3,000 down. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above, amen, praise God. And he even blessed those that he, amen, praise God, that don't even serve him. So he has no respect to person. But in order for us to really get the things that we need, amen, it's a supernatural blessing. Amen, praise God. It's just, I can go on and tell you so many things, and I'm going to do series on this too because, amen, the dimension that we're on, it's time for a change. Satan is, he's shipwrecking us. He's making, he's committing spiritual whoredom upon us because we don't know how to stand and stop him from doing the things that he's doing disquiet us. But through prayer, prayer changes things. And one of the things that we have to do, the Psalms 51, it tells us about, you know, purging us with hyssop and washing us, making us white as snow, cleansing us. Amen, praise God. We have to stay clean before the Lord. You can't have a blemish with him. And I tell that all the time, and I bless God. Amen, praise God. I've been walking celibate for, oh, my God, 27 years almost. Amen, praise God. And one of the things that I have understood is that, amen, the body got to be clean. The mind got to be clean. The thoughts got to be clean. That's why I prayed for thoughts yesterday. And I pray for various things that are needed for the body. Amen, praise God, in order for us to stand forth in the will of God. Amen, praise God. God needs to purify us and keep us clean so that, amen, there be no blemishes in us. So when we go before him, that'll be less work he has to do. That's just all to it. The less work he has to do is more important than us just coming to him all the time. Oh, God, I done did this here. Get this blemish out of me. Well, if you keep yourself purified and cleansed in the word, in the blood, under the anointing, I mean, I tell you, I put blessed all everywhere in my apartment that I can put it. Then I have a real knife that I take in, honey, when I'm in the bed. I take that knife, anoint that knife, write on it, amen, scriptures. And when I see the enemy in the spirit realm, I begin to fight just like I'm fighting in the natural. I mean, I cut that devil up. Amen, praise God. Sometimes I cut their heads off. Amen, sometimes I will stab them to death. Sometimes I, oh, my God, I fight. Amen, praise God. But prayer changes things. Amen, praise God. And that, to me, is a supernatural blessing, amen, for me to be able to tap into the realm, amen, with my spirit body, amen, praise God, and tear down those strongholds. So I want to always stay clean before him. That means my lips got to be purified and clean. I can't come to him lying because he know the truth, amen. He come and asked me a question the other day, and I told him exactly what the enemy was trying to do. Amen. I didn't add to it and I didn't take from it. I wish God would have killed him then. Amen. And then to cleanse us, to wash us with hyssop. David asked for that. David was a man after God's own heart, and he made sure that he stayed before the Lord. Amen. I don't care what he did in sin. He died with a venereal disease, but he stayed before the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And our biggest warfare is lust, drugs, and alcohol. Adultery, all of those things that Satan liked to do to the body. Amen. Jesus told Peter when Peter was telling him something, he said, get behind me, Satan, for your service not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man. Satan know that he can take this body. He can cause it to be sick. He can cause it to be paralyzed. He can cause it to have diabetes, AIDS, whatever he wanted to do to the body, because he know that the flesh, it can literally just come apart. It can rot, and so he uses whatever device he can to try to slow the will of God down. Today is Friday, so we ask God in the name of Jesus that he begin to purify us and to cleanse us, amen, from all unrighteousness. God, if there's anything in us, praise God, let your son Jesus' blood begin to heal us from sugar diabetes, AIDS, tuberculosis, cancer, lung disease, heart failure, heart transplant, kidney transplant, neuropathy, all kind of dysfunctions in the nerves. Amen. Praise God in the arteries and the veins, the red blood cells, the white blood cells, and cleanse us. Amen. Praise God from all these sickness and plagues and diseases that we are not supposed to have on us, but the enemy put on us. But God, you are saving God, and you have kept us. You kept me. Amen. Praise God. And through my plight of trying to do the will of the Father. I've had so many things that happened to me, Father God, and you know about them. My last attack was sugar diabetes. And, Father God, I stand up on your word by faith that I am whole. I am everywhere healed in Jesus' name. I don't name it and claim it. I name it, amen, and cast it out, Father God, because I know that, God, you are a healer. Jesus died on the cross for us. And Isaiah 50, amen, 3 explains that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him. And, amen, by his stripes we are healed. So I don't look at problems and situations, although I know, amen, 90% of the time, amen, praise God, if I could do a lot of things, I would have been able to do them. But because Satan has tried to slow me down, didn't mean that he stopped me. So I do other things, amen, to enhance the will of God. And I ask you, Lord God, to continue to allow that to be in my life. I pray for Lucifer to be defeated in the financial area. Somebody need, amen, a car. Somebody need a home. Somebody need, amen, finances, amen, and that's right now. Amen, praise God. Cause us not to sin, but Lord God, move upon the situation and destroy the works of the enemy. We bind up the prince of the air. Amen. Praise God and all his wickedness. We bind up the rulers of the darkness of this world. Those that tend to turn from God and go to witchcraft workers. We bind up witches and warlocks and all manner of demonic oppression. We bind up those demons of slavery, of the mind, amen, praise God, of the will and of the emotions, amen, and of the thoughts. And we ask you, God, to bring them into captivity by Jesus Christ and his blood. We ask you, Lord God, to touch the little children. Amen. Children are the heritage of the Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to strengthen them. And, Lord God, where they're being abused and molested, God, turn it around and let those people be found out, Lord God. And if they have sense enough to turn from their wicked ways, let them repent and come back to you. For, God, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of you, God. We pray for Blog Talk that you would keep it and enhance it. God, give it more, amen, praise God, amen, wisdom on how to do even greater things, amen, praise God, for your people. We pray for all those that work, amen, praise God, on jobs where the bosses, amen, have taken over and been more than enough as far as cruelty is concerned, that you would touch the boss's heart. I pray for my children, grandchildren, amen, praise God, and great-grandchild. I pray, Lord God, for all the people all over the world. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's my passion, amen, praise God. And I pray that America's eyes will be open to all of these laws and these governments, to laws that's been set up, amen, in order to try to overthrow, amen, thank you, Jesus, the things that they think is right, amen, they're making a shipwreck out of our lives. Father God, I ask you to be with us all this weekend. Let us have a beautiful Saturday and a Sunday. I know you can do it, God, so I praise you. The joy of the Lord is my strength. God, I thank you for the great things you've done for me today, even down to the small things. God, I know everything is in your hands. And I praise you, God. I praise you. I bless you. I go down. Amen. Praise God. I shabak you. Amen. I praise your holy name. I praise you, God. You're worthy. I praise you, God. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise you, God. You're more than worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Jah. Hallelujah. Shai. Amen. I praise you, God. I praise you, God. I praise you. Amen. Hallelujah. With the fruit of my lips, praise God. With my mouth, amen, hallelujah, and my heart lifted up high, amen, praise God, my soul lifted up, my spirit lifted up where you are. God, I praise you today. You are my Father. Satan came father nothing but trash. God, I bind up him in the trash and the wickedness in this world. In the name of Jesus, and I ask you to, Lord God, send the angels before your people in Jesus' name. Let them have a blessed weekend, amen, and let them come back Monday refreshed. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen and amen.